Over 600 Indigenous students and their educators gathered at Central Wyoming College this week for the annual Native American Education Conference. Juvenile defender Nubia Pena works with youth in Utah who have been caught up in the school-to-prison pipeline. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr sat down with her during the conference to talk about what teachers on the Wind River Reservation can do to advocate for their students.
So your keynote this morning was about the school-to-prison pipeline. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, the school-to-prison pipeline refers to the policies and practices that push our nation's school children, especially our most at risk, out of classrooms and into the juvenile and criminal justice system. It is where we have prioritized incarceration over education. So it's really different, I think, for everyone that experiences the pipeline. Some of them, it could be because of under-resourced schools. For others, it could be because there is mass surveillance of law enforcement in their communities as well as their schools. But what essentially it means is that there's a bit of a target on them because they might be unruly or they might do certain things that catches the attention of administrators or educators. And that behavior is criminalized versus normalized as just adolescent behavior. And so what happens is these children are pushed out of schools. They're given in-school suspensions, out-of-school suspensions, expulsions, and eventually referred to law enforcement. And it's very difficult once they are entered into the system, the pipeline system, for them to come back in because there's very rarely reintegration systems. So I think our educators have such a unique privilege to create and cultivate spaces where youth are empowered, where they feel like they belong. Our teachers, I was so grateful for being here with this at this conference because everyone that was here wants to work on behalf of Native youth so that we increase graduation rates, we increase college entry ways, and that we also decrease suicide and depression and substance abuse and involvement in the juvenile justice and adult criminal system.
And what are some of the strategies that you and these educators that you met today have been talking about?
Yeah, so some of the strategies that educators can implement is one, partnering with maybe some non-traditional partners. So Wyoming has some really great initiatives. The Wyoming Action Alliance is for after-school programming. And after schools from 3 to 6 is some of the most vulnerable times for our kids. That's usually when either if they're with their friends, they could possibly get in trouble, engage in some delinquent behavior. But after-school programs that are available in our Wyoming community are really robust. And I encourage people to look into that because that creates pro-social environments. It increases protective factors for kids because they're exposed to people that care about them. They're also exposed to people who know about resources that could help them if there's domestic violence in the home, if there is legal proceedings that they need to be worried about. The other strategy was bringing social justice into our classrooms, teaching our children to be civically engaged and encouraging them to be active participants in their communities towards change.
Okay, and a lot of the educators that are at this conference are Native themselves, but many more are not. And you had some questions from teachers about what do I do as a white educator if the students in my classroom have some distrust towards me?
Well, actually, the advice came from one of the participants themselves. So she mentioned that in her classroom, sometimes she gets called racist because she is white and her students are Native. And what she did instead of dismissing it or shutting it down or telling them how inappropriate that was, what she said, you know what would help is if you go to college and you get the position as an educator and then you work me out of a job. She wasn't in any way fazed by the fact that children were exploring the use of these words. She wasn't threatened by the fact that kids understand that they live in a world where there is racism. And so she, I think, gave the most beautiful response, which is allow children to practice what it is that they will experience out in the real world. Because you as an educator can harness that and create a sense of trust and safety that not everyone who is not from your community is against you.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me.
Absolutely. It was such a pleasure. And thank you again for being here.
Savannah Marr is a Report for America Corps member. You can learn more about the project at reportforamerica.org.